ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliman Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliman Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We are now Be'ezus Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Pe'alef. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Pe'alef, I would like to go back for a few minutes, the Gemara before on Daf Pe'. In the Gemara and Daf Pe'alef, we find that the Gemara brings down the following memory of Rava. From a Rava Vlad Hanigeches Aser, he uvoda nogchu, Vlad Hanirbe'ez Aser, he uvoda nirbu. Now to explain Pshat and Halacha of Rava, we find a tremendous machlekes harishainim. In the Rambam, we find that the Rambam explains Pshat and Halacha of Rava, that Halacha of Rava is based on this, that Rava holds Uber Yerachimai. And since Rava holds Uber Yerachimai, for that reason we say, He uvada nagchu, He uvada nirbu. That is how the Rambam explains Pshat in the Halacha of Rava. On the other hand, Tesis, Mavakam and Daf Mzayim, and now we find that Tesis argues in the Rambam. And Tesis explains that the Halacha of Rava is independent of this, that we say, Ober Yerech Imai. But even if we are to say that Ober is Lav Yerech Imai, but still the Vlad of an Egeches is Aser, and the Vlad of an Erbas is Aser. In the Sanhedrin Ketana, we find that the Sanhedrin Ketana asks the following Kasha. The Negichas HaVlad took place away by Kavona. And since Negichas HaVlad took place away by Kavona, for that reason, the Vlad should not be Chayev Skila. And so to the Sanhedrin Ketana goes on to ask, the Negichas HaVlad took place by Ines. And therefore, according to the Shita of Rav in Bava Kama Daf Memor Beis, the Vlad should be Motor L'mizbeach. And even according to Shmuel argues in Rav, and understands that even if Negicha took place by Ines, but still it is also a Mizbeach, but still, even according to Shmuel, wherever the Negicha took place by Ines, there is no Chiyuv Skila, and therefore there should not be a Chiyuv Skila on the Vlad, since Negicha Sa'vlad took place by Ines. And so too we find that the Chokosiev asks in Kavad Kershaisa Kasha Chav Gimel. So to answer these two Kashas we find, that the Sanhedrin Ketana answers these two kashas as follows, that since Rava holds Uber Yerachimai, and therefore we consider the Uber, Ke'ever Me'eva Re'a, for that reason, it is considered as if one has a Negicha B'Kavona, and the Negicha is not considered a Negicha B'Ines, but rather it is considered a Negicha B'Rotzen, since the Negicha of the aim was a Negicha B'Kavona and a Negicha B'Rotzen. And the Vlad is considered an Aver from the Ivorim of the Aim. That is how the Sanhedrin Ketana answers these two kashas. But as we mentioned before in Tesis Mavakam and Afim Zayin, we find that Tesis Mavakam and Afim Zayin explains that the Halacha of Rava is even if we are to say Ober Lav Yerachimai. And the Halacha of Rava is not dependent on this, the Rava holds Ober Yerachimai. So again, according to Tosfos and Mekamed from Zayin, one has to understand how are we to answer the two kashas of the Sanhedrin Ketana. So to answer these two kashas, we find that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Shari Chaim and Ksuvas and Simon Amanav and other Achrenim as well answer the kasha as follows, that even if we are to say Ober Lav Yerachimai, but still the Maisa Ha'im is Mesiaches LeHavlad, and we consider as if the Vlad has the Maisa of the Aim. And since the Maisa of the Aim was Nasa B'Kavona and Nasa B'Rotzen, for that reason, it is considered as if the Vlad, which has the Maisa of the Aim, has a Maisa Negicha B'Kavona and a Maisa Negicha B'Rotzen. But now one has to understand. In the Ran we find that the Ran explains this, that the Vlad of a Negeches is Aser. even if we are to say Ober Lavia Rimai, is because the Ober himself is Messiah Ba'oisanegicha. So from the Ran one clearly sees that the Ran understands that if we are to say Ober Lavia Rimai, then the Ma'isanegicha of the aim is not Nesiaches to the Ober. And for that reason, the Ran has to explain that the only reason why the Vlad Hanegeches is Aser is only because we say that the Vlad himself is Messiah in the Negicha of the Aim. Had the Vlad not been Messiah in the Negicha of the Aim, we would not say, He u Vlada Nogchu. But if one needs the Siyuah of the Vlad, and it is only because of the Siyuah of the Vlad that we say, He u Vlada Nogchu, if so, one can ask on the Ran the Kashis that we mentioned before of the Sanhedrin Ketana, that will clear that Siyuah was a Siyuah Shaloi Bekavona and the Siyuah Be'ines. So to answer these two kashas, according to the Ran, one has to say as follows, that even though this that we say Hu Vodinokhu is based on this that the Vlad is Messiah in the Negicha Sa'im, but still the Siyuah itself is not enough to be Mechayev. All the Siyuah accomplishes is this, that since the Vlad is Messiah in the Negicha Sa'im, for that reason, the Negicha Sa'im is Messiaches to the Vlad. The Negicha Sa'im is Messiaches to the thing that was Messiah in its Negicha. And therefore the Vlad itself has a Negicha Sa'im through this, that it was Messiah in the Negicha Sa'im. And since through the Siyuah of the Vlad, it has a Negicha Sa'im, for that reason one has a Negicha B'Kavona and the Negicha Beratzen. And so too is Mashmos of Taisis Mavakamon Daf Mzain as well. Taisis explains this that we say Vlad and Urbas Oser, even if we are to say Ober Lavi Achimai, is because the Vlad is Nenis from the Revia of the Aim. And since the Vlad has Hanah from the Revia of the Aim, for that reason we say He Uvada Nerbu. Now, if we are to understand that even if we are to say Ober Lavi Achimai, but still the Mais of the Aim is Messiaches to the Vlad, then why did Taisis find it necessary to explain that the reason why we say He Uvada Nerbu is only because the Vlad is Nenis from the Revia of the Aim? Even at the Vlad not been Nenis from the Revia Sa'im, but still one has a Revia, since one has the Mais of the Aim, which is Messiaches to the Vlad. So from Taisis it is Mashma, that the only reason why we say He Uvada Nerbu, if we are to say Ober Lavi Achimai, is only because we say that the Vlad has the Revia Sa'im through this, that the Vlad was Nehenes from the Revia Sa'im. And for that reason we will say, He Uvada Nerbo. That is a clear what one sees in Taisus. And therefore so too this, that Taisus understands that we say, He Uvada Nokhu, even if we are to say, Ober Lavi Achimai, is not because the Mais and Negich of the Aim is Messiaches to the Vlad, without any siyuah of the Vlad, but rather it is only because the Vlad is Messiah in the Negicha Sa'im, do we say He Uvada Nogchu, and the Vlad has a Negicha Sa'im through this, that it was Messiah in the Negicha Sa'im. That is okay, what one sees in Taisis Mavakamon Daf Mem Zayin. But according to the Mahalach of the Achrenim who explain that this that we say He Uvada Nogchu is because the Mais and Negicha Sa'im is Messiaches the Vlad, then one has to say this that Taisis found it necessary to explain. This that we say He Uvada Nerbu is because the Vlad has Anah from the Revia Sa'im, is because as far as the Aim, which was Nirbas, there was no Maisa that the Aim did. And since the Aim did not do any Maisa for that reason, if we are to say Ober Lavi Achimai, there is no Maisa Aim which could be Nesiaches to the Vlad. Only if the Aim did a Maisa do we say that even if we are told Ober Lavi Achimai, but the Maisa Aim is Nesiaches to the Vlad, as far as Nirbas, no Maisa took place. And since no Maisa took place, for that reason, Taisis explains that the only reason why we say He Uvada Nerbu is because the Vlad was Nenis from the Revia Sa'im. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat in Taisis according to the Mahalach of the Achrenim. Now let us go on to the next sugya. The Gemara refers back to this that we learned in our Mishnah on Eskolim and Israfin, Reb Shimon Omer Nidoinim Beskila Shasreifa Chamura. On this, the Gemara says, Mas Nile Rechasko Rami Berei and Esrafim Ben Eskolim Reb Shimon Omer Yaduna Beskila Shasreifa Chamura. Amor Yavi Huda Abo Etes Nye Hachi Mai Uriya Desreifa Chamura Tebele Deruba Neskolim Nino. Ela Hechi Asnye and Eskolim Ben Esrafim Reb Shimon Omer Yaduna Beskila Shasreifa Chamura. In Taisa, we find that Taisa brings down the following kasha b'shem the Rivam. Shoal, Harvi Yitzchak ben Rava, Mordechai Es Habeinu Tam, Amai Kamer Reb Shimon Yaduna Beskila Shasreif HaChamura, Neizo Basarubo Lahach Merbedinu Nefashas Kedisa Parakama Dechulin. Taisa brings down the following teret. V'tiret Zagzina Basarubo Lachai V'arisei Shuzaki Mikol V'akol Shoyuhara Kwao, V'oidami Lo'oyisan Shohar Guvadai, Hava. Now before we explain Pshat on the Teretz of Tesis, we first have to understand Pshat in the Kasha of Tesis. Now as far as Pshat in the Kasha of Tesis is concerned, we find a tremendous Machlekes Achrenim. In the Nigyantif, in the Rechaim, Semedawad, and Sot, we find in the Achaner and Arsagya. The Nigyantip and the Rochoner both understand Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis, that Tesis means to ask, what does say Bittul B'Roiv? And based on Bittul B'Roiv, we should say that everyone is Chayiv Sreifa. Just like by Bittul B'Roiv, we say that if one has a Miot Iser and Roiv Heter, the Miot Iser is a Spatel B'Roiv Heter, and the entire Taruvus is Mutter, so too we should say that the Miot of Niskolim or Nispatel B'Roiv and Nisrafim, and therefore the din of all the people that are involved is B'Sreifa. That is how the Nigantif and the Archoner understand Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis. And for that reason, the Archoner goes on to explain Pshat and the Teretz of Tesis and Chunan Dafid Alfam Beis, that Tesis and Chunan Dafid Alfam Beis answers the Kasha of the Rivam B'Shem Ben Yotam as follows. The Kivan the Yimon of Shachu Nerag, Ve'inyim be'ezu miso nereg le'ezlinon ba'asaruba. V'chir the Teretz of Tesis is tamua. If we have the ability to mechayim misa based on roiv, then for sure if someone is already chayim misa, just our shaila is which misa the person is as chayiv, then we should say that based on roiv the person is chayiv a specific misa. So to explain pshat in the Teretz for Ben Atam, in Tesis and Chulun Daf Yad Alfam Beis, we find that the Rochoner explains Pshat in the Teretz of Tesis as follows. And the Rochoner explains Pshat in the Teretz of Rabbi Natan based on this, what we find in the Ran in Adarim and Daf Yad Beis Amud Aleph. That the Ran in Adarim says that even according to the Shita of Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Yehuda and say the Min B'Mina is Batal, that is only if one of the Minim is Mutter and the other Min is Aser. And since one of the minim is mutter and the other min is aser, for that reason they are considered kishnei minim, and we can say bittul b'roiv. On the other hand, the Ran goes on to say that by davar sheyesh matirin, that the iser is considered as if it is mutter since it has a heter. For that reason, we do not have two separate minim, and in order to say bittul, one needs two separate minim. And for that reason, Ben Otam understands that since all the people in this Taruvus are Chayiv Misa, it is considered Min B'Minai. And Ukuyama, if one has Min B'Minai, the Loch has Min B'Minai is not Batal. That is how the Archoner explains Pshat and the Teretz of Rabbi Natam and Tesis and Chuna Dafid Alfam Abbas. In the Nigyantif, we find that the Nigyantif goes on to answer the Kasha of the Rivam as follows. And then Yontif answers the kasha based on his yisoid that bittul b'roiv mahani litin dinim al hamiot. Bittul b'roiv can only take away dinim from the miot. For example, if one has roiv heter miot iser, based on bittul b'roiv, we have the ability to take away iser from the miot, which is aser. But bittul b'roiv cannot give dinim to the miot. And for that reason, if one has roiv chutei tzitzis shenitvu ashma, we will not be able to say bittul b'roiv. To consider as if all the chutei tzitzis were nitvu ashma, since again bittul b'roiv cannot give dinim to the miot. And for that reason, so too we will say that even though one has roiv nisrafim, but still roiv nisrafim cannot give a din to the miot, that the meat that do not have a din sreifa should be considered as if they have a din sreifa. That is how the Nigyantif answers the kasha of the Rivam. But again, both of these mahalchim, both the mahalach of the Archaner, of Min Bim Mino Ebatol, and the mahalach of the Nigyantif, that bittul cannot be meisiv dinim, or only if we are to understand the kasha of the Rivam, that the kasha of the Rivam was based on bittul b'roiv. But as we find in other Achrenim explain Pshat and the Kasha of the Rivam, that the Kasha of the Rivam was not based on Bittul Bereiv, but rather the Kasha of the Rivam was based on this Rehoilech Acharoiv. And based on this Rehochen Acharoiv, the reason we should say that whatever specific person we are done on, we should say that this specific person came from the Roiv HaNisrafim. And therefore, we should be able to give him Sreifa based on this, that we say that he came from the Roiv HaNisrafim. That is the other Mahalach that we find in the Achrenim as far as how to explain Pshat and the Kasha of Tesvis. So again, we find two basic Mahalachim as far as how to explain Pshat and the Kasha of Tesvis. Either Tes means to ask, that let us say Bittul B'Roiv, and based on Bittul B'Roiv, we should mechayev the meal at Sreifa, or Tesvis means to ask, we should be hilech achar haroiv, and based on this, we are hochen achar haroiv. For that reason, we should say that as far as each person we are dan, we should say that he came from the roiv hanisrafim. Now, as far as the teretz of Tesis, that again, Tesis answers, do ezlin and basruba chayv oise shuzaki mikova koshoi horakwal, voidomi lo oisan shaharagu vadai, eldoyadina ni trefa hoya ishalem hava. Now, if we are to understand Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis, that Tesis' Kasha was, though to say Bittul B'Roiv, and based on Bittul B'Roiv, we should be able to mechayev the meal at Sreifa, then Ochir Pshat and the Teretz of Tesis is as follows. That even though Tesis understands that based on Bittul B'Roiv, we have the ability to meisif dinim al amiot, like we find in the Netziv Meshiv Dover and Simon Amidalid, that if one has Roiv Matzah Safuyas Rishma Amiot Shul Rishma, and therefore so too we should say that the miot has a din of the roiv of Nisrafim. But in order to mechayev someone, a misa chamura, one needs that someone did an avera which deserves a misa chamura. If someone did not do an avera that deserves a misa chamura, then there is a locham naki v'tzadik al tarig. One cannot be mechayev misa unless someone did an avera that deserves that einesh of misa. And therefore one cannot be mechayev someone a misa chamur of sreifa unless someone did an avera that deserves the misa chamur of sreifa. And for that reason, even if we are to say bittul b'roiv, but the person is a naki v'tzadik relative to the misa chamura, and even after bittul b'roiv, he remains a naki v'tzadik. And therefore we will apply the halacha of Naki V'Tzadik Al-Tarig, and the fact that there is a roiv will not change anything. This how we find, that as far as nefashis, we go after roiv is only as Tesis goes on to say, the oidomi lo'isan shaharagu vadai, elad v'yadino nitrefa hava yishalem hava, that only if someone is vadai over the isra v'tzicha, that he is not a Naki V'Tzadik, do we say that we go after roiv. That is the Chir of the Mahalach in the Teretz of Tesis. We are to understand that Tesis is asking based on Bittul B'Roiv. Now if we are to understand that Tesis is asking based on Holchen Achar Roiv, then Chir the Teretz of Tesis is as follows. That even though there is a Loch of Holchen Achar Roiv, but Holchen Achar Roiv is not a Birur Mitam Vadai, but rather there is halacha in Hilchas Hanhaga to be Holchen Achar HaRoiv. And since Holchen Achar HaRoiv is not a Birur Mitam Vadai, for that reason we will still apply the halacha of Naki V'Tzadik Al Tarig, even though we are Holchen Achar HaRoiv. But Holchen Achar HaRoiv will not be Mevarer that he was over the Aveiro which is Chayev Misa Chamura. And as long as Holchen Achar HaRoiv cannot be mevarer that he was over on the Avera Chamura, which is Mechayev Amisa Chamura, we will apply the Halach of Naki V'Tzadik Al Tarig. And only as far as someone who is not a Naki V'Tzadik, we will apply the Halach of Holchen Achar HaRoiv. That is a Chir Pshat in the Teretz of Tesis, according to the other Mahalach, that Tesis's kasha was, what to say, Holchen Achar Haroiv. That is as far as the first Teretz of Tesis is concerned. Tesis goes on to answer the kasha of the Yivam with a different Teretz, and Tesis says, V'oidi Shoimar, Dahavoi Kavua V'chol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami, U'pater M'dereisa Desafik Nefashis La'akel. Now, if we are to understand that the kasha of Tesis was, what is he mechayev the miot sreifa based on hochen achar aroiv? Then ochir the second teretz of tesis is poshet that by kavua we are not hochen achar aroiv, since we will say kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. But if we are to understand that the kasha of tesis was what is say bittul b'roiv and based on bittul b'roiv which beilti mechayev the miot sreifa, then how are we to understand pshat in the teretz of tesis that kol kavua kemechza mechza dami? So, according to this Mahalach of the Achrenim, one sees from the second Teretz of Tesis that Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami does not only affect the Halach of Hochen Acharei, but rather it even affects the Halach of Bittul B'Roiv. And B'Makom Kavua, we do not apply the Halach of Bittul B'Roiv, since we say Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami. In other words, since the Mir is Kavua, for that reason, the miyot, which is kavua, is considered kemechza or mechza, and for that reason, it is not nisbatzal b'roiv. That is achir what one sees from Tesis according to this mahalach. Now, according to this mahalach of the Achrenim, that the kasha of Tesis was that would say bittul b'roiv and based on bittul b'roiv, which mechayev the miyot tzrifa. But achir one has to understand why didn't Tesis ask what happened to the halach of hochen acharoiv and based on hochen acharoiv for that reason. We should say that kol echad ve'echad is from the roiv hanisrafim. So to explain pshat and tesis according to this mahalach, that tesis is only kasha was the kasha of bittul b'roiv. Well, here one can say that as far as hochen acharoiv was pasha to tesis, that we will apply the halacha of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. And for that reason, the entire kasha of tesis was only this, that what happened to the halacha of bittul b'roiv. And Tesis and his kasha understands that kavua kemechza or mechza will not affect the halacha bittul b'roiv. According to the other mahalach of the Achrenim, that the kasha of Tesis was a kasha that would happen to the halacha of hochen acharoiv, one has to say that Tesis understands in his kasha that we will not apply the halacha of kavua kemechza or mechza dami, since the miot is not nikkur. And since the miyot is not nikkur, for that reason, we will not apply the halacha of kol kavua kemechza mechza, which is the shita of Tesis and Chulin on Daf Tzadi Hey Amid Aleph. Tesis in his second teretz is mechadish, that even if the miyot is einay nikkur, but still we will apply the halacha of kol kavua kemechza mechza, like we find in the Ran and Chulin on Daf Tzadi Hey Amid Aleph. And from Tesis one sees that even when the miyot is not nikkur, but still we will say kol kavua kemechza mechza dami min ha'teira, as we find in the Placey in Siman Kof Yotzev Katan Yud Beis. So again, according to the Mahalach of the Achrenim, that the kasha of Tesis was a kasha that what happened to the halacha of bittul b'roiv, then it was pasha to Tesis that as far as hochen achar aroiv is concerned, we will apply the halacha of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. The shakwa v'taya of Tesis is a shakwa v'taya. If as far as bittul b'roiv do we apply the halacha kol kavua kemechza or mechza dami or not? On the other hand, according to the other mahalach of the Achrenim, that the kasha of Tesis was a kasha that would happen to the halacha of hochen acharoiv, then the shakwa v'taya of Tesis is a shakwa v'taya. If a miyot shein nikkur has the halacha kol kavua kemechza or mechza dami, do we need that the miyot should be nikkur in order to have the halacha kol kavua kemechza or mechza dami? Or do we apply the halacha of kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, even if the miyot is not nikkur? Now, getting back to Tesis's first teretz again, Tesis in his first teretz answers, "Dolizina basruba chayvaisei shuzake mikol vakol shoyuhara kval." In the Marashah, we find that the Marashah explains pshat in the teretz for our Tesis based on this. We find in Tesis and Zvachim that Tesis says, "Dolizina basruba chayvaisei shuvade bekala." In other words, the nekuda of Tesis and his teretz is this, that we are not hochen achar haroiv to be mechayev someone who is vadein achayev a misa chamura. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat and Tesis and Zvachim. Even though based on Hochan Acharoiv, we cannot be Mechayiv someone who is Valdein Achayiv and Misa Achamura, but let us be Mechayiv at least Kaminyan Haroiv and Misa Achamura. For example, if let's say you have 9 people who are Neschayiv and Misa Achamura, and one person who is only Neschayiv and Misa Akala, let us at least be Mechayiv 9 and Misa Achamura. Since then, we are not Valdei being Mechayiv someone who was only Chayev and Misa Akala. And based on Hochanach Haroiv, at least we should be able to Mechayev Kaminyan Haroiv b'Misa Hamura. So here to explain Pshat and Tesis, one has to say, as we find by Bachanan and Ksuvis in Islam Ates, that since right now the Nidin is about all the people that are Lefanenu, and we are not discussing specific people, but rather we are talking about all the people that are Lefanenu, for that reason, we cannot be Hochen Ach HaRoiv. Since if we will say Hochen Ach HaRoiv, we are Vadei being Mechayev, someone who is not Neschayev, Misa Chamura, Misa Chamura. For us to paskin about all the people that are Munachim of Haneinu is impossible, since there are some people that are included in the people that are Munachim of Haneinu that are Vadei Narchayev, Misa Chamura. That is a chayr pshat and tesis and zvachim and pshat and our tesis as well, according to the Marsha. In tesis and chulin, on daf yad alef beis, as we mentioned before, tesis answers the kasha of the Rivan b'shem ben Yotam as follows. The kivan, the yimon of shachu nerag, v'inyin be'ezu miso nerag v'yazlinon basaruba. Now, chayr, one has to understand pshat and the teretz of ben Yotam, as we asked before, that if we are azlinon basaruba, as far as being able to mechayev someone misa, then we should surely be able to be azlinon basaruba to mechayev a person a specific misa. Now, if we are to explain pshat in the kasha of Tesis, that the kasha of Tesis was based on this, we should say bittul b'roiv, and based on bittul b'roiv, we should be able to mechayev the mi'o treifa. Then one can explain pshat in the teretz of Tesis as follows: that in order for us to say bittul b'roiv, one needs that the miyot that has certain dinim are nisbatel and the roiv that has other dinim. But as far as niskom and nisrafin, that they are all chayiv misa. And as far as chayiv misa is concerned, as we find in Tesis and Makis Naf Besim and Aleph, their chayiv misa is the same chayiv misa. Just this, that one is niskal, and the other on nisrafin is only halacha mihochas based in. That based on a din to give one person skila and the other person shreifa, but as far as their chiyuv itself is concerned, their chiyuv is a chiyuv misa be'echad midala misa is based in. For that reason, niskom cannot be nisbatzel b'nisrafin. This pshat in the teretz of Tesis and Chulin is similar to this that we mentioned before b'shem d'arachaner, that the reason why niskom are not nisbatzel b'nisrafin is based on this that we say min b'minei loibatzel. Just Aruchanar explains Pshat and Tesis, that even though one is Chayev and Misa Akala, and one is Chayev and Misa Chamura, but since they are both Chayev and Misa, that itself is enough to be considered Min B'minai. Just like we find in the Ran, that Davar Sheyesh and Matirin is considered Min B'minai, even though right now it is Aser. In other words, as long as there is a Tzara Shove between the two Minim, we will say Min B'minai Loibato. On the other hand, based on Tesis and Makis Nafesim and Aleph, one can say that the reason why we apply the Halacha Min B'minu Eibatel is because they are both Chayovim, the same exact din. And as far as the Chiyav HaMutar Karkafta de Gavra, their Chiyav is exactly the same. And for that reason, we will say Min B'minu Eibatel. But again, that is only if we are to understand Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis. So the Kasha of Tesis was what happened to the Halacha of Bittel. But if we are to understand that the kasha of Tesis was what happened to the halacha of Hochan Ach HaRoiv, again one has to understand what is pshat in the teretz of Tesis and Chulin and Tesis and Zvachim, that since they are both chayav misa for that reason, we are not Hochan Ach HaRoiv. So to explain pshat in Tesis, one has to say, as we find by Rabbi Chanan in Kevitz and Yonim, that Rabbi Chanan in Kevitz and Yonim and Chulin explains pshat in Tesis as follows: that this er hochen achar haroiv, as far as dinin nefashis is concerned, is only in order to mekayim uviyarta harami kerbecha. But if one has someone who is anyways chayimisa, and therefore, we do not go after Oiv, as far as which Misa the person is Neschayiv. But now one has to understand, what is the difference? That as far as if one eats Mekayim Uviarata Rami Kerbecha, we will say Hochen Achai Roiv. On the other hand, as far as being Mekayiv a specific Misa, we will not be Hochen Achai Roiv. So to explain Pshat and Tesis according to Bochon Rochay, one has to say as follows. That really by Dinin Nefashas we will say Ein Hochen Acher HaRoiv. This by Dinin Nefashas we find that we are Hochen Acher HaRoiv is only in order to Mekayim of Yaarta HaRami Kerbecha. Where everyone does not need to be Hochen Acher HaRoiv in order to Mekayim of Yaarta HaRami Kerbecha, we are not Hochen Acher HaRoiv by Dinin Nefashas. That is one mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis according to Rav Elchanan. Another mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Tesis according to Rav Elchanan is by saying as follows. That if not for the mitzvah sasei of Aviyarat Ara Mikrebecha, had the nisin we should not be hochen acher haroi bedini nefashes. Based on this that we will apply the pasuk of Naki Vitzadik al Targ as he mentioned before, as far as how to explain Pshat in our Tesis. And based on Naki V'tzadik al Tareg, even if we are to say Hochen Achai Roiv, but still there is a Tzad, we are killing someone who is a Naki V'tzadik, and therefore there is a Locha of Naki V'tzadik al Tareg. And therefore, we are only Hochen Achai Roiv in order to Mekayim Uvi'ar Tarami Kerbecha, since as far as the Mekayim Uvi'ar Tarami Kerbecha, we will not apply the halacha of Naki v'tzadik al tarik. That is another mahalach, with which one can explain Pshat in Tesis and Chun and Zvachim according to the mahalach of Rabbi Chanan. Now, one can ask the following Tmiya on the Teretz Rabbeinu Tam in Tesis and Chun and Zvachim. If so, how are we to understand this? How we find before in the Gemara that find Tesmer base? The Pinesar of Mishu in the Gemara Dinai, Imroiv Shenigmer Udinam. We do not go after Roiv. Well, one should go after Roiv, since one does not have the Teretz Rabbeinu Tam, that means Manav Shachu Nerag. So to answer this Kasha, one can say that if we are to understand that the Kasha of Tesis was a Kasha of Bitzel, then one can say that the entire Kasha of Tesis was only as far as the case of Neskolen Ben Israfin. Only as far as Neskolen Ben Israfin does Tesis ask a kasha that what happened to Bittul B'Roiv, and based on Bittul B'Roiv, we should be able to mechayev the miot on Neskolen B'Sreifa. But as far as someone who is not Neschayim Misa was inside with other people who were Neschayim Misa, it was pasha to Tesis that we are not able to apply the halacha of Bittul B'Roiv. This that one can say, that the entire kasha of Tesis was only on Neskolen Ben Israfin, and not in a case of someone who was not Neschayim Misa, was inside with other people that were Neschayim Misa, is because one can say that Tesis agrees to the Yisayid of the Inigyantif that we mentioned before, that Bittul B'Roiv cannot give Dinim to the Miot. It can only take away Dinim from the Miot. And therefore, if one has someone who was not Neschayim Misa, that was inside with other people that were Neschayim Misa, even though one has a roiv of people that were Neschayim Misa, but still we will not be able to say Bittul B'Roiv, and consider as if the person who is not Neschayim Misa also has a Din Misa. Bittul B'Roiv cannot be Meisif Dinim to the Miot. This Atesis asks, that by Neskolem and Nesrafim we should say, that the Miot and Neskolem should be Nespatob and Nesrafim, and therefore we should be able to give the Neskolem Sreifa, is only as we mentioned before, from Tesis and Makas Nafbeis and Aleph, that really Kol Chai V'Misa is based in are Mechuyev Echad Midalad Misa is based in. And really Neskolen are also included in the Chiyav Sreifa. Just it is only because of the Chiyav Skila that we say, that because of the Chiyav Skila, the Chiyav Skila is Mafkia him from being Mechlau HaNesrafin. And therefore if one has a Bittul B'Roiv, which is mafkia from him the din skila, for that reason it is hadardina that now he is included in Echamidal Misa is based in, which includes Sreifa as well. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. And explain Pshat Lingmora before Nafayin Tes Amid Beis. So again, we have a number of Tirutzim as far as how to answer the Kasha of the Rivam. Teisus Narasugya brings down two Tirutzim as far as how to answer the Kasha of the Rivam. And Teisus says either the Teretz is. Which either means to say that even though one has a Raiva based on Raiv, we cannot kill someone Shoihara Kwal, or as the Marshal explains based on Tesis and Zvachim, that Mitam Raiv we cannot be Machayev someone who is Vadei not Chayev. Tesis Narasugya says in other Teretz as well, we apply the Halacha of Kokavua Kemechza Mechza Dami. Tesis in Chun and Zvachim brings down from Rabbi Nutam that the Teretz the Kash is that since Iman of Shach, he is Chaimisa for that reason, we do not go after Raiv. Which is either because we say, Min b'minu e'batl, or as Abba Chanan says that since Iman of Shach, he is Chaimisa for that reason, it'll be Neskai Movi Arta Arami Kerbecha. Well, one can say that there is no machlokes between Tesis and Arsugi and Tesis and Zvachim and Chuin. And the Kasha, the Rivom, was a twofold Kasha. Rivom asked what happened to the Loch of Hoch and Acharoiv by Neskom and Nisrafim, and so to what happened to the Loch of Bittel Beroiv by Neskom and Nisrafim. Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz and Tesis and Chuin and Zvachim. That since Iman of Shach, he is Chaimisa for that reason, we do not go after Rav is only as far as Bittel is concerned. Since Iman of Shach, he is Chaimisa for that reason, we will not say Bittel, since we will apply the Halacha Min B'mino E'Batel. This, at Tosis Narasugya, answers the Kasha with two different Malachim, because Tosis Narasugya is coming to answer the Kasha of what happened to Hochin Acharoiv. And as far as the Kasha of the Rivam of Hochin Acharoiv, the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam does not suffice, even though Iman of Shach is Chaimisa, but still we should say Hochin Acher Aroiv. And the only reason why we do not say Hochin Acher Aroiv is either as Teisa says in his first Teretz, whereas Teisa says in his second Teretz, based on this, that we say Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami. Based on this, one can say that even according to the Aruch HaNer and the Ein Gantif, the Aruch HaNer and the Ein Gantif are only coming to answer the Kasha of the Rivam, which Tesis refers to in Chun and Zvachim, that what happened to Halacha Bittel B'Raiv, but the Aruch HaNer and the Ein Gantif agree that the Kasha that Tesis and Arsugya is referring to is the other Kasha of the Rivam, that what happened to Halacha of Hochin Acharoiv. And for that reason, Tosis in the second Teretz says that the reason why we do not say Hochin Acharoiv is based on Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami. That is Ochira, how one can explain Pshat in our Tosis according to the Aruch HaNer and the Ein Gantif. Now let us go on to the next Sugya. Our Mishnah brings down the following Halacha Mishnah's Chai B'Shnei Misa is based in Nidim B'Chamura. On this, our Gemara asks Pshita, Ela Eskuri Isker. Now, one has to understand Pshat in this argument says, Salkadaita Amina Kivan, the Nigmardino of Erekala, a Gavra Katelahu. Why is this? He is a Gavra Katela reason. We should not be Mechayev him a Misa Hamura. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, I'd like to imagine with this that we mentioned before in the Fine Chesam and Aleph, Pshat in the Halacha, that Trefa Shaharg Bifnei based in his Chayav Dechsiv Ovi Arta Harami Kerbecha. And this that a Trefa Shaharg Bifnei based in his Chayav is only based on Ovi Arta Harami Kerbecha. As we mentioned before, the Rambam in Perek Yom Yehochas Nitzkimam and Ochazayin explains Pshat in the Gemara as follows. This that a treifas harg b'fnei basin is only chayav based on v'yarta rami kerbecha, is because since the treifas chash of kemes, one cannot be mekayim by the regular din misa. He is already considered kemes, and therefore his entire chiyav is only because we say v'yarta rami kerbecha, and therefore so too in our sugya, since he was in chayav b'misa akala, For that reason, Hai Gavra Ketelohu, and since Hai Gavra Ketela, for that reason, we are no longer able to Mekayim by Misa Hamura. He is already considered a Gavra Ketela. And even though by Trefesh Hargufne based on the Alachas, we are Mekayim by Trefesh Hargufne based on Riarta Rami Kirbecha, but as far as Riarta Rami Kirbecha is concerned, since anyways he is Neschayim Misa. Since he was Neschayim by Misa Akal, for that reason, Obi Neschayim Riarta Rami Kirbecha by Misa Akala. And therefore, there is no reason to give him a Misa Chamura, since as far as the Misa Chamura, he is considered a Gavra Ketela. That is a Chira, how one can explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. But now one has to understand according to the Rishenim that we mentioned before in the Fain Ches, who argue on the Rambam, and understand that even though a Trefa is considered a Gavra Ketela, but still, it can be Niskayim by his Chia Misa, if so, how are we to understand the Havmin of our Gemara, that since Nigmar Dinu Avir Kalai Gavra Ketelahu, who cares that he is a Gavra Ketela, if even by a Trefa, who is a Gavra Ketela, but still, it can be Niskayim by Misas Basedin, with a Chias that is left. So to explain Pshat and our Gemara according to the Rishenim, will argue on the Rambam, L'chair one can say based on this that we find in Tesis. In Tesis we find that Tesis asks the following Kasha, Tema v'maynidim b'chamura ha'avi l'edo sh'yatayocho azima di'mis misadi b'astroi lo'y miktui kivin d'bolav sadusayu gavra b'arktolahu k'demuchach b'perakama d'makas tafhei med aleph. And therefore the edos is edo sh'yatayocho azima. Tesis answers the Kasha by saying v'yishoyim ad'alchamayri k'goyin d'hach ha'virishniya avar b'ifnei b'estin. Dafil be'edo sh'yateyachol azima mechayvinu le'el b'treva mishom v'yarta ha'ra. So from Tesis one sees that since he is a Gavra Ketela, for that reason, one has a problem that the edos is edo sh'yateyachol azima, and his chiyah b'misa chamura came about since he was over the averos is mechayv misa chamura b'ifnei b'estin. Based on Tesis, one can explain pshat and the havmin of our Gemara as follows, that since the Gavra is a Gavra Ketela, and therefore there is a problem of Eido Shiat Yochel Azima. For that reason, his entire Misa is only based on this that we say, V'arta Harami Kerbecha. And since his entire Misa is based on V'arta Harami Kerbecha, for that reason we should say, that Mimonav Shachol Biniskayim V'arta Harami Kerbecha B'Misa Akala. And for that reason one needs our Mishnah to Mechadish that he is Chayiv Misa HaChamura. Now, according to the Mahalach that we mentioned before in our Gemara, according to the Shita of the Rambam, that since he is a Gavra Ketela for that reason, it cannot be Niskayim by Misas Basedin Shaloi Midinu V'Arta Rami Kerbecha. And what is happening Midinu V'Arta Rami Kerbecha is not a Kiyam of Misas Basedin. Then we'll clear the Kamash one of our Gemara is this, that he is not considered a Gavra Ketela. And even though we find the Gemara in Makas Nafheim and Alpha as Tesis brings down, that someone who was in Schaib and Misa Spacen is considered a Gavra Ketela, but that is only as far as this, that the Edom can say that they were coming to be made about someone who is a Gavra Ketela, and therefore we cannot be Mechayev them Misa. But as far as Kiyum Misa Spacen is concerned, since he has a complete Chios, for that reason, he can still be Neskayim by Misa Spacen, only by a Trefa do we say that one cannot be Mechayev Misa Spacen since he is missing Chios. And that is a Kamash Malon of our Gemara, that he is not considered a Gavra Ketela like a Trefa. But according to Tesis, the Chiddush of our Gemara has to be that even though he is a Gavra Ketela, but still, we are Mechayev Misa Chamura Midinu V'Arta Harami Kerbecha. So from Tesis, one clearly sees that Tesis understands that even when we are coming to Mechayev Misa Midinu V'Arta Harami Kerbecha, V'Arta Harami Kerbecha is Mechayev the Misa Shnes Chayeba, and one has V'Arta Rami Kerbecha, even though Mimonav Shach, he was in Schayev Misa B'Misa HaKala. That is a clear the Kamash Mulan, according to the other Rishaynim and the Kamash one according to the Shita of Tesis. In other words, it was in Schadish that a V'Arta Rami Kerbecha is Megala, that he is in Schayev the Misa, that he was in Schaiva Midin Misas Basedin. And the V'Arta Rami Kerbecha is not an entirely new Chiyuv, but rather it is just a Giwe as far as the regular Chiyuve Misas Basedin is concerned. Tosis goes on to answer his kash with a different pshat, and Tosis says, "Va'oy de shoymer kiven di mizami kamoi, oy miskachashi mahani sadusai de basroi edo shatayocho azima karinon bay." We'll hear this, that Tosis in his second teretz argues on Tosis in his first teretz, is because Tosis in his second teretz understands that a chiyuv midin uviyarta ra mikirbecho napi mechayva misa chamura. Since uviyarta mikirbecho is a new mechayev, for that reason, if he was anyways in schayev and misa kala, one will not have the chiyuv of uviyarta mikirbecho, since he monavshach, one will have a biur hara with the misa kala. And so to uviyarta ra mikirbecho cannot be mechayev a specific misa, but rather any misa will be enough in order that shvinas kaim uviyarta hara mikirbecho. From Tosis in his first teretz, it is mashma that Tosis understands that the reason why one needs a viarta rami kerbecha is because the eidos is eidos hiata yachu azima, and Tosis understands that even though what is taking place is this, that based on were the ones that saw him being over in avera, but still one has a problem of eidos hiata yachu azima, and for that reason, one needs a viarta rami kerbecha in order to mechayev him isa. Which is not like the Marsha in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Yom HaBeis. That the Marsha explains that based on this that we say, Loi Teishmiya Gedeo Miri'iya, one does not need Eido Shata Yochol Azima. From Tosis it is Mashma, that even though there is a Kval Loi Teishmiya Gedeo Miri'iya, but still one needs Eido Shata Yochol Azima. And for that reason the entire Chiyamita is only based on this that we say, V'arto Harami Kerbecha. Bochir from Tosis one clearly sees that halacha of eidos shatayochol azima has nothing to do with the fact that one needs eidos shatayochol azima in order to misalik the chshash meshaker, but rather the halacha of eidos shatayochol azima is halacha in the chevtza shal eidos, that only eidos shatayochol azima is considered a good eidos, and therefore we will apply the halacha of eidos shatayochol azima even to a case that based in saw him being over in Aveir, which is Mechaya Misa. Based on this, one can say that the basis of the Machlokes between the two Terutzim and Tosis are dependent in how to understand the Halacha of Eido Shatayachu Azima. Tosis in his first Teretz understands that the Halacha of Eido Shatayachu Azima is Halacha in the Chevza Shal Eidos, that in order for the Eidos to be a good Eidos, one needs Eido Shatayachu Azima. Tosis in his second teretz understands that the halacha of eidos shatayachu azima is only because if the eidos is eidos shatayachu azima, then there is a chshash meshaker. And for that reason, Tosis in his second teretz goes on to say that since yimizami kamoi oimizkachashi mahani sadusoi debasroi eidos shatayachu azima karinam bei, that for that reason, one no longer has a chshash meshaker. Since there is a possibility that their eidos is eidos shatayachu azima, for that reason one no longer has a chshash meshaker. And since the yisaid of eidos shatayachu azima is in order to take away the chshash meshaker, for that reason this that the gemara before in the Afayin Chesem and Alf has to come on to viyarta rami kerbecha is not because one needs eidos shatayachu azima, but rather this that the gemara before in the Afayin Chesem and Alf has to come on to viyarta rami kerbecha has to be explained with a different mahalach, which one can explain based on the Bikivega that we mentioned before in our Shir in the Fein Ches, that this, that one needs a V'arta Rami Kerbecha, is a special halacha as far as Ritzicha is concerned. That as far as Ritzicha, which one needs Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, by Trefa Shaharak one does not have Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. And for that reason one needs a V'arta Rami Kerbecha, which is not applicable to our Gemara. And therefore the only mahalach, as far as how to explain pshat in our Gemara, is by saying that the eidos is eidos shatayachu azima, that itself was neschadish in our Gemara. That is another mahalach, with which one can explain the basis of the machlokes between the two terutzim of our Tosis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.